Well, good morning. Good to see each one here. And would like to talk to us today about a song that we have in our book. Just thought I was going to be preparing another thought for Sunday, and actually seemed like this song came to my mind and been thinking about it. It's number 133 in our book, and I've never been much of a poet. I've written, when I think of something inspiring me and I would write something down, I never think about trying to make a poem out of it, okay? I think some people do, and, you know, if I'm something that's inspiring me or I'm more likely to make just a few notes about it rather than trying to compose a poem. And I know some people are more, I guess you'd just say they're poetic. They think about how it would all fit together as a poem. And a poem or a song is something that word choice becomes very important. You know, thinking about the word that will give the right meaning and yet be able to be coordinated, whether it's has the same type of rhythm to it or number of syllables or, you know, ends with the same kind of sound, or you're trying to do something to make it sound or work as a poem. Very few poems or things can qualify as a poem and not have some kind of rhyme, rhythm, or something to it like that. So word choice becomes important. And then when we read a poem or we sing a song, we sometimes go through the motions of reading the words, singing the words, but sometimes it takes a while for the real depth of the meaning and what the poem, what the poet had to say, when it really settles in, it's like, oh, there's something a little deeper than that. So in this song, it says, like a rock in the billows is the title of the song. And I think there's a picture I've seen from time to time as of a lighthouse on a rocky kind of little protrusion up out of the water. And the picture I've seen is from the side where the door would enter in down at the base. And there's a man standing there in front of the door. And coming from the opposite side is this huge wave that looks like it's going to encapsulate the whole lighthouse and wrap around. And you often wonder, did it wash this man off of his little walkway? I mean, that's the thing that comes to my mind when I see a picture like that. But I've been in the water enough to know how powerful water is. If the water is kind of flooded, and when we left the house this morning, the creek there by our place was up considerable, and it was flowing pretty swiftly. And I know that for me to attempt to wade through the creek this morning, it would have probably been about this deep on me, would have not been a good thing. Now, there's other days that I can go through it when it's shallow, when it's ankle deep or so, I can make it pretty good across the creek, but not when it's chest deep and really flowing. It's a lot of power there. So the title is like a rock. Another thing I saw just recently is a picture of the largest meteorite that ever fell and hit the earth, that they know of anyway, is someplace in, I think, southern part of the African continent, and it's They think it weighs about 60 tons. It's never moved. They think it's about 83% iron. So that'd be a heavy rock. That, you know, it's a substantial thing. No one's ever tried to relocate it anyway. So a rock, something that doesn't move, that has substantial size and mass to it, but it says like a rock in the billows. The billows is depicting a storm and a lot of forces that come against it, and yet it doesn't move. So that's kind of the meaning that I get out of the title of the song. Okay? So the first verse starts out, and actually every verse starts out like a rock in the billows. And then the last part of that first line is, I would stable be like a rock that doesn't move, a substantial landmark that doesn't move in the face of the billows and the storms. The songwriter said, I would stable be. That's a very honorable desire, isn't it? And I would like for all of us to have that perspective, to be like a rock in the billows. Get that picture, kind of keep that in the back of our mind as we're talking this morning. I want to, that's the kind of person I want to be. I would stable be. I would be, when the storm blows over, the whole point of it is that the rock will still be there. It'll still be in the same place. It'll still be in the same shape. It'll still be standing at the same angle, all of those kind of things. And sometimes when we look at the storm, and maybe it's completely engulfing the rock. Have you ever had things happen in life where it feels like you're completely submerged? I don't know what your troubles might be or what you faced in the past, but I know there's times I felt like that I was underwater, so to speak. I felt like I've been pushed on all sides, and it's so easy to get dislodged off of our foundation at that time. But the songwriter said, like a rock in the billows I would stable be till the storm is overpassed. Then I long to harbor, Lord, with thee. To harbor means to pull into a place that's sheltered from the waves and the storms that's going on out in the middle of the sea, so to speak. I long to harbor, Lord, with thee in my heavenly home at last. So what's our end result, our end objective for life is that we would have eternal life. And for us to get into a place where we would have eternal life, then the songwriter's desire and what he's depicting and what we sing about when we sing this song that's in our book is, I want to be like a rock that don't move when the storm hits it, when the waves hits it, when the things that come along to disturb our peace and our serenity. I think of a verse over here in 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter, in the 13th verse. He says, 16 and 13, he says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. So be observant, stand fast in the faith. Have you ever been to a place where there was a lot of high energy negotiating going on? You know what I'm talking about? Somebody wanting to, there's kind of a, I hate to call it a spirit, but it feels kind of like that. that can be in an atmosphere where sometimes it can happen at an auction sale, sometimes it can happen that's not really supposed, but when there is a lot of negotiating back and forth about what somebody, I think about, I don't know that it happens this way now, but the stock exchange. Can you imagine what it's like? I've heard in years past where people was always doing pencil and paper type stuff, that after the floor, the area where the stock exchange was going on, is just completely littered with all kinds of notes and all this kind of stuff. I can only imagine the intensity of the negotiations that's going on at a place like that. And it's probably all done digitally and electronically now, but there was a time that it was more like a huge auction barn of buying and selling stocks. But right in the midst of that, he says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. You know, there's times that people will try to press you. You have something for sale. Maybe you post it online or put an ad in the newspaper we used to do years ago. Somebody shows up to look at whatever thing you have to sell, and they try to press you to take their price, and you got a choice. I got a buyer here for a price I don't want to take, and you got a choice. Are you going to stand fast on your price, or are you going to take it? And he says here, for us, what his advice is to watch, be aware, to stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men and be strong. To me, it sounds like a rock in the billows. I would faithful be. Like a rock that is in... that is being pounded on by the storms of life. Maybe discouraging things, maybe disappointments. It might be rejection. It might be something that just didn't work out like it should have. It may be something that happened to your equipment. It may be something that happened to your house. You know, we've got some trees in the front of our house that if a storm came through and caused those trees to fall in the right direction, they could do some major damage to our house. And probably many of us here have a tree in the yard that's close enough. If it fell in the right direction, and we've had a lot of trees fall in storms this spring, this early summer this year, in our area. And there's been houses that's been damaged, some of them severely damaged because a tree fell on them. But right in the midst of all the billows, we want to be like a rock. That's what the songwriter said. What does it mean? And how important is it for us to be like a rock in the billows? There's another scripture, and I didn't look it up. Somebody can help us maybe find it. But it talks about being tossed by every wind of doctrine. You know, there can be things that come along that can be unsettling. And people can bring us doctrinal things that maybe challenges what you believe and what you stand on. And Lord, help us to not be pushed aside and pushed over, tilted over, for our foundation to not, you know, sometimes the reason big things move is because the foundation is eroded out from under them. And then they change positions. But Lord, help us to not allow the billows, the storms, the waves that come against us to dislodge us from what we know to be right. Ephesians 4 and 14. Let's read that. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14. It says that we henceforth be no more children. That sounds different than men, doesn't it? It sounds like something immature. He says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You know, that's some of the storms of life. That's some of the billows that's going to come against us. But he says, don't do that. Don't do that. He says, be like he said over there in 1 Corinthians, stand fast in the faith. Be a rock in the billows. You're challenged, maybe in different areas than I'm challenged, but we're all challenged to change our position in the things that we have valued, and maybe the things that you have said, this is important to me in life. It's important to me in life to have a good relationship with my spouse. It's it's important for me to have a relationship with God. It's important for me to be able to be in service. It's important for me to, whatever it is. But we are constantly bombarded with things that want to change us on that wants to alter us. And so the songwriter's inspiration was to be like a rock in the billows. In verse 2, he says, like a rock in the billows, I would never yield. Sometimes we are overwhelmed by the storm and we seem to be, you might say, dislodged because of the intense pressure. And sometimes it's not that. It's the chipping away. You know, I said something about this meteorite that fell over there. They say that they estimate that almost a half a ton it weighs about a half a ton less now than it did when it was discovered back about 100 years ago. You know why? It's because people that's been there has somehow broke off a corner and took it with them. Now that's a lot of little pieces to haul off, isn't it? A half a ton is 1,000 pounds. I'm sure they didn't take, 500 pounds at a time. There's been a lot of people there that's somehow broke off a little piece of it. And I would imagine it's very difficult to get a piece broke off if it's 80-some% iron. But there's people that's chipped away at this thing, and they think they've hauled off a half a ton of it. You know, this says, like a rock in the billows, the songwriter said, I would never yield. You know, some of being like a rock in the billows is not allowing the chipping to happen. Not allowing the chipping to happen. So if you allow someone to continually badger you about something that's important in your life, there may come a time that we have to say, we're not going to talk about that. It's not profitable for you. It's not profitable for me. We have to be careful in this. Because sometimes friendships don't hold up under things like that. I don't want us to approach that recklessly at all. But there's going to be times that to be a rock in the billows, we have to value the things that are important more than maybe that friendship with somebody that we've known since grade school. Lord, help us. Because we realize that they're trying to chip away. And for me to be a rock in the billows, I'm going to have to be able to say I can't go any farther. I got to resist the big storms, but I got to be able to resist the little chipping. The third verse says, like a rock in the billows of a boiling sea, when its waters leap and foam, I would rest secure, my Lord, in thee, till the trumpet calls me home. How easy is that to do? When the waters are leaping and foaming all around us, it says, I would rest secure, my Lord, in thee, till the trumpet calls me home. How easy is it for us to be in a state of restful, a state of rest when chaos is going all around us? It's not very easy, isn't it? It's not very easy for us to be able to be restful, to be at peace when it seems like it's coming at us from all sides. In Galatians, the fifth chapter, in the first verse, he says here, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Stand fast. Be like a rock in the billows. And don't get yourself entangled with the things. You know, there's times that there's enough chaos and chattering going around us to feel like it's kind of driving us over the edge. But at times like that, we have to learn how, with the help of the Lord, to turn that stuff off in our minds and not allow it to get into where it causes us anxiety. It's difficult to do. I know it is. Lord, help me to be like a rock in the billows. You know, we want others to, don't we want others to be like a rock in the billows? I wanted my parents to be that way. I want others around me to be like a rock in the billows. But if I allow the troubles and the what ifs, you know what ifs will cause us to make irrational decisions sometimes. What if this happens and what if that happens? And we had something we talked about this morning, my wife and I, and there's some what ifs involved. It's something we got to make a decision about and go forward. To be a rock in the billows, when the waters are leaping and foaming around us, is so important. It's so important for each other, and it's so important for these little ones that's coming on around us. If you as a parent allow the distresses of life to cause you to be a nervous wreck, I'm not saying we can't have times we're a little nervous, but if you're a nervous wreck and these little ones growing up see that anxiety in you all the time, you know that they're not going to feel safe. They're not going to feel secure. And we have to know how, Lord, help us to be a rock in the billows for the little ones that's coming on, the ones that's innocent. They don't know the troubles of life. They just know when they're hungry. And they just know when they're not happy. And their life is pretty simple. But Lord, help us to be a rock in the billows. And when the waters are leaping and foaming around us, that they'll know that their parents love them, that they've got a peaceable... You know how important it is for our homes to be a place of peace and safety and not a place of turmoil. If we come home, even just the two of us, Anita and I, if I come home to chaos, or she comes home, if she goes into town and when she comes back, if I was pacing the floor and mumbling to myself and throwing stuff around and all of that, that Lord help me to be bigger than that. I got to be more of a rock in the billows than that, because if I'm not, there's no peace there. There's no comfort there. I want our little children, I want my adult children to feel like they can come home and relax and feel safe. The last verse of this song says, like a rock in the billows, I would fearless stand. What does that mean? To be fearless means that you're not fearful, right? Would you agree with that? And to be fearless means that, you remember how that the three Hebrew children answered the Nebuchadnezzar about being thrown in the fire? You remember how they answered? Did they say, oh, well, I don't know what we're going to do here right now, but, you know, I know that fire's hot. And, you know, what did you say our options were again? Is that the way they answered? What did they say?
We are not fearful.
We're not careful to answer you. That's what they said, though, Brother David, is we're not fearful. Would it have been fearful to you if you was facing a fiery furnace? It would have been to me. You think it was to them? There was something that was trembling down inside. I promise you there was. But they had to say with courage, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. We're not afraid. We're fearless here because we know who we believe in. We know who our confidence is. We know what we're trusting in. And that's what's going to make us a rock in the billows in any situation in life. He said, the songwriter says, like a rock in the billows, I would fearless stand and defy the threatening blast. We're not careful to answer thee, O King. Maybe I'll turn over there. That's in Daniel. Probably about chapter 3, maybe. He said in verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Just to be clear, we know that our God is able to deliver us. But if he chooses not to, it doesn't change our decision. Doesn't that sound pretty fearless? It sounds fearless to me. And the songwriter said, like a rock in the billows, I would fearless stand and defy the threatening blast. They said, O king, if our God doesn't deliver us and you choose to throw us in the fire, I want you to know that we're still not going to bow down. And there's enough things going on in our world today that is trying to force us to bow down to in acceptance that's against the word. It's against God's plan. And we're going to have to be like a rock in the billows. I want others to be a rock in the billows for me. And I want to be there for them. And I believe that's how God wants us to all be able to approach life. So when we sing this song in the future, I want us to remember how important it is for every one of us to be like a rock in the billows at whatever point it is. Whether we're defying the threatening blast of the enemy, you're just going to have to accept it. You're going to have to, this is the way everything is now. You're going to have to accept that. No, we can be a rock in the billows. We can be like those three Hebrew children. When the waters are leaping and foaming around us, we can have an inner peace. Maybe not because I'm clueless, but an inner peace because I know who I'm trusting in. I know what my feet are setting on. Like a rock on the billows, I would never yield to the angry, tossing wave. I'm not going to allow something to undermine and erode away my foundation and my confidence in God. There's, folks, when I was young, it seemed to be an oddity for someone to question the existence of God. There were people out there that did that, but it seemed much more rare than it is today. Today, there are many, many people that are very outspoken about Christianity and how ridiculous it is and all of those kind of things. They're trying to undermine our foundation. But we can, with God's help, be like a rock in the billows. The first verse said, like a rock in the billows, I would stable be till the storm is overpassed. The high pressure that's put on us by the world around us, by the circumstances, by the disappointments that happen in life, I believe with God's help, we can be like a rock and not get toppled over and not get impacted. We'll still be there when the sun comes out shining after the storm. We'll still be there with the help of the Lord. I want to be a rock in the billows. I want you all to be a rock in the billows. In John the 6th chapter, Jesus, you know, Jesus felt things just like we do as we're just mere mortals. He was a mortal in one sense, but he was God in another sense. So let's look here in John chapter 6, and I believe it's verse 67. There were people that had decided that they didn't want to follow Jesus after he had said some things that they didn't really like too well. And he said here in verse 66, it says, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. You know how discouraging that would be? You know how discouraging it is to realize that there are those that don't want to go the same way you want to go? Pretty discouraging, isn't it? But notice what he said in the next verse. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Are you going to leave me too? What are we going to do? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom would we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Where would we go to find something better? Where would we go to find something more secure? Where would we go that has the payout at the end? There is no other place. At least I've never heard of it. I don't know of it. So the only option that I know of is to be like a rock in the billows. In the first chapter of Daniel, in the 8th verse, you remember how he approached the storm that they were in? Let's go back over there and we'll bring our thought to a close here. In Daniel chapter 1, he was taken a captive in a foreign land by Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel was a man from that was, we would say, a Jew, an Israelite, and lived there in Jerusalem. Jerusalem was conquered at that point by the Babylonian Empire, and he was taken captive. And him and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they were in this foreign land, and they were the storm that was on them is that you have to eat the king's food, and this food has been offered to an idol, and so anyone that partook of that food that had been offered to an idol was basically being consensual to the idol worship. And you know, the devil wants us, if we won't commit iniquity or sin, he wants us to be consensual to it. So we have to ask God to help us to know how to avoid those things. But they were faced. This was right in their face. You're going to have to eat this. This is all the only opportunity you have. The king is requiring you to eat this food that's been offered to an idol. And how did they handle that? I won't tell you, they handled it like a rock in the billows. Daniel said in verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. He asked, just give us water and vegetables. That's basically what it is. Just don't give us that meat that's been offered to an idol. Just give us some simple food and test us. And he was standing true. And there was a lot of pressure. You think there was a lot of pressure? I think there was a lot of pressure. I think Daniel felt like he was about to be overwhelmed. But he said, Lord, help me in this time. Just like his three friends that were being forced, they tried to force them to bow down to the idol. And they said, we're not careful. We're fearless. We're not careful to answer you. We're not going to bow down. And they come out. Today, we look back at these four men. They started out their lives for the Lord. Uncertain, immature, and the Lord helped them to learn how to stand like a rock in the billows, and today they're a rock in the billows for us. How many of us point back to Daniel and the three Hebrew children and all those others that were faithful in the Old Testament and say, the Lord was real to them. He came through for them, but every one of them faced storms just like you face. Every one of them did. Every one of them had to make the decision of whether they were going to be consensual to something, or whether they were going to stand against it, whether they were going to be fearless and defy the threats of the enemy, or whether they were going to cave in. And today we have those choices. Lord, help us. That as time goes on, others will be able to look back and say, they were a rock in the billows. I knew some of the battles they faced. I knew some of the disappointments they faced. I knew some of the rejections that they faced. And yet they stood true. Lord, help us all here this morning to know how to stand true and to be a rock in the billows. You pray for me.